Welcome, everybody. Shir number 751, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we have been going through some various different halachas which pertain to when one makes a hamoiti, or for any bracha for that matter, and moving into the eating and swallowing process, how much and how quick and so on. I just want to sum it all up, basically what we have so far from the Sefer Oitzer Halachas, a quick review. And then we'll move on to various different halachas in reference to interruptions and so on. And we'll go from there. So he says like this, Acha Berchus Hamoitzi, after one makes a Hamoitzi, and like we said, it pertains to pretty much all brachas when you're eating something. Acha Berchus Hamoitzi is also a Hafsek Beshum Dover. You can't talk out. You make the Hamoitzi, you make any bracha on the food, you can't talk out. Finish. Ad Acha She'oichal Ketzas, until after you eat a little bit. And he says in parentheses, Vladim Beshar Bracha Sanan, and the same thing applies to any type of bracha when you are going to eat or drink something for that matter. Once you make a bracha, make sure that you swallow. If it's not food, if it's a drink, so make sure you take a sip, at least that much. It's a good thing. Preferably, one should eat a kezayis. And if you have to talk out, do it after you eat the kezayis. This is always quoting basically the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha together. If it's a little bit of a pressing need, even though one ate less than a kezayis, you could make an interruption, even though as long as he took some sort of a bite, and he didn't eat the full kezayis yet, right? So then you would be able to talk out. As long as you swallowed a little bit from the bread, or if it's something else, you swallowed the other food, or if it's a drink, you took at least a sip. Okay, so it's an important thing to keep in mind. But if the person did not swallow anything, they put it into their mouth, right? Like we've spoken about in the past. You put it into their mouth, but you didn't swallow anything. Even though you're chewing on the bread, right? You put the piece of bread in your mouth, you're chewing on it, you didn't swallow. Make sure you don't talk out till you swallow it. The toyam loy bola, the toyam, one who was just toyam, in other words, you're just chewing on the bread or on the food, and you don't swallow. In general, we say it's not considered a part of the eating process. But the Yevid im Ovar, if somebody did talk out while they're chewing it, they didn't get to swallow yet, v'hifsik, right? V'hifsik acha shalois v'tom ketsas koydim habliya yesh days beta poiskim. So there are days, in the poiskim, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, one would not make over the bracha, and like we saw in the Chayyadim, like as long as you swallowed and so on. V'das roiva poiskim da'ina chayzul avarach shenis. That most poiskim would say, he does bring down, most poiskim would say, you do not, da'ina chayzul avarach shenis, you do not make over the bracha. But he brings out an interesting Eitza Toiva over there, which is not really brought down the Shulchan Aruch, not the Mishnah Berurah, but he brings from the Kesoyis HaShulchan that Kedei Lotzei Sidei Klum, in order to be Yotze everybody, because we did see the Elio Rab and the Magen Avraham say that it's very problematic whereby you would have to make over the bracha. We don't make over the bracha if you were just chewing and you didn't swallow, but Kedei Lotzei Sidei Kulam, one should make a shahakal al ezedava. Like you take a little bit of sugar, let's say, something that's not part of the meal. Because in general, when you wash, you don't make brachas. But if somebody takes a little bit of sugar, then you would have to make an extra shahakal. If somebody takes a candy, something like that, you take a candy, you have to make a shahakal. V'yichav and lift ar esapas, and have in mind the bread. So it's an interesting thing he says. He brings this from the Kseis HaShulchan. Again, you don't have to do this, but it's just like if you want to call it an Eitz HaToyva, to cover all grounds, to cover the, because the bottom line is Magen Avraham Elio Rabba, according to them, it's a problem. So to cover all grounds, but the Yevidi says in Beirach Shakal Niyam Bedvari Al Pas, one would be Yoitza. So interesting. So, but he does bring down that in general, the Poiskim don't bring down the Seisa, but it is an Eitza Toiv. He brings from the Seisa Shulchan. So again, just an Eitz HaToyva, you take either a candy or a little bit of sugar or something like that, and you make a shahakal, which again, you would have to make a shahakal if you take a little bit of sugar or you take a candy in the middle of the meal. So therefore, when you make that shahakal, you have in mind the piece of bread, that the initial piece of bread that you spoke out when it was in your mouth and you didn't swallow it yet. And then he says you will be yaitzah coin to everybody, because shahakal b'diyevid, worst case scenario, b'diyevid, as we know, shahakal is still b'diyevid. If somebody made it by mistake or whatever, would even be good for bread, worst case scenario. So whatever it is, be it as it may, again, it's not brought down, it's not brought down the paiskim like that, that you have to do it, but somebody wants to do it. I'm just throwing it out there because of the fact he does bring it down to Sefer HaShalachas as an Eitzah Teiva. Okay, so and also it's not really a bracha shena tzricha, because again you do need the shahakal, right? If you take a candy in the middle of a meal or some sugar, you do need the shahakal. It's not a bracha shena tzricha because lemaisa you're eating and you're doing it for a reason, sort of to get out of this suffix. So okay, be it as it may, though he goes on to say another interesting thing. There's various different very important halachas brought down over here in conjunction with brachas and hefsekim and interruptions in the middle, which I'd like to just go through some of them, some from the Mishnah Berurah, some in the Sefer Yetzer Halachas, Piskei Tshuva brings down some, and so on. So he brings down does the Sefer Yetzer Halachas, interesting thing, a very important halacha which comes up all the time. And as we know, there's a distinction between a regular bracha, and then there's what we call a bracha arucha. In other words, there's something called bracha katsara, and then there's something called bracha arucha. So the reason why I'm talking about it over here, it's not really the place from the Shulchan Aruch that talks about it over here, it's not really in this part of the Shulchan Aruch, but Sefer HaShalachas brings it down, and I think it's a very important thing that we all should know, this particular halacha also. So he brings down, you have a short bracha, which is a shahakal. I say a shahakal, I say a moitzi, I say a bari pri adama, that's called a short bracha. Then you have what's called a bracha arucha, which is a longer bracha, like for example, a asher yatzar. Somebody makes a asher yatzar. It's a long bracha. It doesn't dafka mean that it has a lot of words, but it's a long bracha. It's a two-sided bracha, sort of. Another example he brings down would be Birchas Krishma. The brachas of Krishma also, right? When we daven in the morning, brachas Krishma also. Those are what we call bracha arucha, long brachas. So there's a distinction which we're going to talk about. Well, next year we'll get into it a little bit. There's a distinction between actually interrupting in middle of the bracha. There are certain times that you could say certain things. For example, he brings down to answer Kaddish, to answer Baruch Hu. Okay, and we'll see some to answer Amen to Shemaya Tefila. We're going to see the long brachas would be allowed. But we're going to see, we'll talk about that upcoming Shiurim, how that works. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.